This meeting is now being recorded.
Hello everyone, this is Trang. Let's give it a couple more minutes for people to dial in, so we'll get started in a couple of minutes. Thank you.
Hi, this is Elise. I'm on the phone.
Hi, Elise. We'll get started in a minute. Thank you.
I just wanted to let you know I can't get into the OB Connect, so I dialed in instead.
Thank you.
Elise, would you be 4443 or 1108?
1108.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello everyone, this is Trang. Welcome. Thank you for joining this month's Transition Program Facilitation Management call. I'm here in Los Angeles and actually in Akram's office with Akram, and Joran has also joined us today as well. So again, thank you for joining. Looks like we have a good group today. Today we'll, if we can go ahead and move to the next slide, please, with the agenda so that we can cover what we're going to be talking about today. Thank you. For the agenda today, we'd like to take a look at the key dates and timeline with you, and then talk a little bit about where we are in terms of implementation planning, and we'll highlight sort of the CSC or Customer Standing Committee process. That's a process that was just recently triggered, so we want to take a look at that in a little bit more detail with you. And then also highlight a couple areas that would be of interest to this group, and point out some areas where the community is doing some work on, and we're awaiting for some requirements from the community in order to begin implementation work on them. So those are the areas that we'll be covering on today's call. Any comments or any other topics that anyone would like us to cover on today's call before we go ahead and get started? Okay, well, very good. Let's go ahead and dive right in then. Thank you. So this is the timeline slide that we had shown you on last month's call, and what we have done here is we've grayed out the activities that have been completed, and as you can see, the next major milestone for us is the issuance of the report by NTIA, which we are expecting to happen around June 10th. That would be 90 days from the day that the ICANN board approved the proposals and transmitted them to NTIA. And from all indications that we know of, NTIA is still on track to release that report around that date. And that some of the recent activities that ties into that report is, of course, the board's approval of the ICANN bylaws, which was the last piece in the proposal that is required for NTIA to finalize the report that is going to be publishing on or around June 10th. So that was very good work by everyone involved in that process to get that done in a very short amount of time. So let me stop there and see if there's any comments or feedback on this timeline slide before we move on. I see no comments. Let's go ahead and move on to the next slide, please. And James, I think that we have released scroll control, so I think everyone has the ability to zoom in on the slides. I know that it's a bit small. Thank you. So in terms of progress on where we are with the implementation planning, what this slide does is it provides sort of an overview of all of the projects that we're currently working on in according to three tracks. As you can see, there are track one, track two, and track three. The track one activities are those activities relating to the root zone management. Track two contains projects relating to implementation of the ICG-related requirements. And track three relates to implementation requirements from the CCWG proposal. You know, as you can see on track one, we're making good progress there. We are now day, I believe, 62 into the 90-day parallel testing period, and everything continues to go well. On the root zone maintainer agreement, we are very close to finalizing that agreement with VeriSign. We hope to get that finalized very soon. So very good progress being made on track one activities there. We've also made some good progress on track two in the last month. As you know, the ICANN board on May 27th also approved the IETF MOU supplemental agreement and the service level agreement with the RIRs for signing. So we expect to get those two documents signed very soon. We have also made very good progress with regards to the service level expectations for the naming community. What we've been doing is collecting SLE data, and we'll be using that data in order to set performance targets for IANA for the naming function. Again, that work is going well, and we're on target to be able to deliver our proposed performance target to the CWG in early to mid-July. With regards to the Customer Standing Committee, we've just, I believe, a little over a week ago issued, or maybe it was last week, sent a letter to the chairs and co-chairs of the ICANN SOs and ACs, as well as the RYSG, to ask that they initiate their own internal processes in order to appoint members and liaisons to the Customer Standing Committee, or CSC. So we've gotten that process started, and we have a slide after this one where we will go into the details of that process a bit more with you. So good progress being made there as well. With regards to the Root Zone Evolution Review Committee, or RZERC, we've been working with the Implementation Oversight Task Force and the CWG to finalize the charter for that committee. It's now been finalized, and we will be posting that charter for a 30-day public comment period soon. And then the other new sort of body that will need to be formed in track two is the post-transition IANA, or PTI. With that, we are working very closely with the Implementation Oversight Task Force and the CWG on drafting the PTI formation documents, which are the PTI bylaws and articles of incorporation. We're also working with them and will be working with them closely to draft all of the ICANN and PTI contracts. The other thing that we're also working with the Implementation Oversight Task Force on PTI is the PTI staffing rationale and approach. So we're in active discussion with that group on that topic, and we'll also then bring that discussion up to the CWG. There is one project here that in Track 2 that, as you can see, has a 0% complete, and it is the IANA Intellectual Property Rights, or IPR, project. As we understand it, the three operational communities have been working to develop a framework for how to deal with the IANA IPR, and that document has not been finalized yet. But what we like to do is start to engage with the operational communities to better understand what needs to be done. This is a project where I believe some of the work are going to be driven by the community, where ICANN is not party to, and some of the work ICANN would be party to. So it's going to be very important to make sure that we understand all of the pieces and make sure that there's alignment and agreement on time frame so that we can efficiently and effectively move through the implementation process for this. Alisa and Andrew, I see that you have your hands up. If I can maybe just go through Track 3 real quick, and then we'll stop for questions and comments. So let's move on to Track 3. Again, Track 3 are all of the activities relating to implementation of the CCWG proposal requirements. As you can see there, we've completed the ICANN bylaws, so that's reflected as 100%. Some of the other projects under this track include the Independent Review Process, or IRP, enhancement. And we understand that there is now an IRP oversight team, which is a sub-team of the CCWG that has been formed to define the new IRP procedures. So we're following the work of that team closely. And this is a project where there is some work to be done after the procedures are defined. So it is one where we are somewhat dependent on the community work, and there's some coordination there. So we're tracking that work very closely. The next project is the reconsideration request enhancements. That project essentially includes updating our reconsideration request documentation to reflect the enhancements that have been incorporated into the ICANN bylaws. We don't anticipate any issues with updating and getting that done by the transition. The third project under there that you see is the Empowered Community. What we anticipate that project contained is for us to be able to put in place all of the mechanisms in order to support the engagement and escalation processes by the Empowered Community. So by that, I mean having an email address where notices and requests could come in, having an Adobe Connect room so that if the community forum is triggered, there's a place that we can hold those discussions, putting secretariat support in place. So it's those types of things. And then the last project that you see there is the implementation of the post-transition financial planning process that entails the caretaker budgets both for PTI and ICANN, as well as the PTI budgeting process. So we've been working with the DTO within the CWG on those items. So let me stop there. And Alisa, you had your hand up before. Did you still want to come in?
Thanks, Chang. I put my comment in the chat.
Thank you, Alisa.
Hi, Alisa. This is Akram. I don't want to agree with you because I hope that we're not doing that. The issue only with the IPR is that we have not been involved in the work that's been done, and we're actually going to get involved and into scoping the total timeline, and then that will be then we will represent the work that's been already done in it. So the 0% is not representative of the work. It's actually more representative of us not being involved into in the process that has been going on for a while now. So once we outline the whole thing, we will show the percentage complete. I hope that addresses the concern there.
Okay, thanks.
Andrew, please go ahead.
Hi there. On this IPR thing, I just want to point out that the IETF has in fact come back and said, the IOC has said, it believes that it can work within the principles that outlined. We are still waiting for the other communities, so I agree with you that there's a certain amount of delay here. But, if we need to start reading agreements, since the trust is the body that actually needs to do that, you know, we could engage with appropriate counsel at any time. So if that's one of the things that you want to do, please let me know.
Yeah, Andrew, I think this is what we need to pay attention to in the next few days, is what is it that we need to get done and scope the whole thing and make sure that we finish it on time. The other thing that we need to scope on that, I'm sorry, this is Akram, by the way. The other thing that we need to scope as well is whether this is a requirement before September 30th. We had already agreed with the NTIA that this doesn't need to be finished before September 30th, but we don't have anything in writing, so we need to get something somehow to make sure that we are all on the same page so we don't miss any deliverables here. So we'll be working on both these fronts very shortly.
Yeah, and we'll see if we can put a link to the board statement on this topic from August 15th of last year as well, where the ICANN board committed to the transfer of the IPR within the transition timeline, and if that is not possible, that we would commit to having it done within 120 days after the transition. Lisa, please go ahead.
Thank you, Trang. I think it's very important that we get the actual timeline or deadline for this task. And I strongly believe that the three communities can work this out on their own. I know the CWG, we just published the initial response from our legal advisors, and we would like to discuss this with the other communities. So this is in process. It's not going as fast as we want, but I strongly believe we should work this out and get back to ICANN. But it would be great to know if there is a hard deadline on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Andrew, please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. So I put my hand back up because the suggestion that this is not a requirement for the 30th of September is, I think, in very serious error. This is an unambiguous, clear requirement from the RIRs for the transition. If we don't do it, then we haven't met the conditions of the proposal, and therefore we haven't actually implemented the proposal, and therefore the transition hasn't happened. So I think we all better understand, and I mean right now pronto, that this is a totally requirement to be done by the end of September.
Thank you, Andrew, and this is why we wanted to bring this up today, and also why I said that, you know, we want to start engaging with the community to better understand what the various pieces are that we need to put in place and start to do some project planning. As I mentioned, you know, this is a project where there's going to be multiple pieces, some of which ICANN will not be party to, but we want to make sure that there's alignment and understanding across the board so that we can move forward in a very coordinated manner. So we'll be reaching out to the three operational communities and see if we can get together and start to do some project planning around this. Alisa, please go ahead.
Andrew basically said what I was going to say. It's an unambiguous requirement of the proposal to have this done before the transition. And the work has, it's not like the work is starting now. It's like the communities have been working on this for months and months and months. This is not like a new thing that just sort of appeared out of nowhere. So, you know, to the extent that there's further coordination that is necessary, that definitely needs to get put in place. But to me, this, you know, from the ICG perspective, this is discussed at extreme length during the proposal development phase, and the proposal is unambiguous on this point.
Thank you, Alisa. Anything else from anyone on this? Lisa, is that a new hand?
Yes, it certainly is, Trang. It's just to be clear, we actually have a working group on this between the three communities. So I actually think those three communities should get together themselves and align this. I don't think any help is needed at the time being, but I might be wrong. So I would like to investigate this before you actually do more on this matter. Thank you.
Lisa, this is Akram. Thank you. We agree. I think that's fine. All we want to do right now is just to understand the elements that need to be dealt with and make sure that we have a timeline that meets the September 30th. And if the city community wants to deliver that to us so we can put it in the slides, that's fine as well. We just want to make sure that we don't forget anything. That's all.
Thank you, Akram. This is Lisa again. That's perfectly fine. I just I think it's fine to have a deadline and a timeline set up by you, but we just need to continue working on the group that's been formed. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
All right. If we can move on to the next slide, please. Thank you. And we wanted to go into a little bit more detail with you on the process that we just recently initiated, which was the Customer Standing Committee. As I had mentioned earlier, on June 1st, we had sent a request to the chairs and co-chairs of the SOs and ACs to request that they initiate their respective organizations' processes to appoint members and liaisons to the Customer Standing Committee. And the timeline that we had provided was that we asked that the appointments be made by July 22nd so that the CCNSO and GNSO can have adequate time to confer and review the candidates pool in order to approve the full composition of the CSC membership by mid-August. So that's the timeline that we have provided. In the request, we had also mentioned that we would hold a call with for the chairs and co-chairs if they believe that that's is helpful to sort of go through the details of the request and the process. So if I know that there are some chairs and co-chairs of SOs and ACs that are attending today's calls. So if you have any feedback for us, with regards to whether or not a call would be helpful or not, please let us know. Obviously, we want to have the call if it is helpful to you, but if you don't believe that a call is necessary, then we don't want to take up your time unnecessarily either. So if you have any feedback on that, please let us know. Okay. Next slide, please. I think that is it, actually. So the next item is AOB or any other business. So there's one thing that I would like to bring up, which is the timing of the next TPFM or Transition Facilitation Management call. The next call is scheduled actually for, I believe it's the 5th of July, which is the Tuesday after the Helsinki week. And since it's looking likely that we will be having an implementation update session during the Helsinki week that will be provided by the Implementation Oversight Task Force, we're thinking about canceling the July's call just because it's so close to Helsinki and there may be some people that will be traveling back still, and also because we would have just provided an update at the Helsinki meeting. So unless there are any major objections to it, I think we'll go ahead and cancel the July call. Okay, and Andrew has put in the chat that not everyone, and actually many of us, won't be in Helsinki. Okay, I hadn't thought of that. So we'll keep that in mind then, Andrew, and perhaps we'll keep the July call then for those that will not be attending the Helsinki meeting and won't have the benefit of listening into the implementation update session there. That's a good point. Okay. Is there anything else that anyone in the group would like to bring up? Andrew, please go ahead.
Sorry, I realized that I could probably talk faster than I can type. I wasn't suggesting that, you know, you have to have a call just because, like, you have to have a call because people won't be there. But, you know, if we made sure that people circulated, first of all, that the remote attendance worked well at that update session, and then that that the circulation, you know, the recording of it was circulated promptly, then that would seem fine to me, just as long as all of that happens.
Got it. Okay. Thank you. Anything else from anyone? Okay. Well, if there is nothing else, we'll go ahead and close the call early and give everyone a little bit of time back.
So Akram? Just to say a few remarks here, we're expecting NTIA's answer this week, hopefully, if everything goes well on the proposal. This is a very important milestone that everybody's been waiting for, but also for us, it means that we can start into implementation if the outcome is positive. So as you know, we've been trying to do a lot of pre-planning and not to pre-assume a successful transition until we hear back from NTIA. So now after that part, this is when the official implementation part begins, and that will allow us to move hopefully a little bit faster on some of the items and maybe even close some of the items as well. So we look forward to a positive answer from NTIA this week, and then hopefully we will be moving faster on implementation, and we will meet you or whoever comes to will be in Helsinki, we'll meet you there and we'll provide the update there as well. Thank you very much for attending the call, and we'll see you in Helsinki. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Please stop the recording.
Thank you, and bye.